this Saturday in Chenery Auditorium. Get ready for the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, a featured group at the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Oscar Hernandez is the founder and band leader of the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. He's led the group for 15 years. He's worked with Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, Julio Iglesias, Ruben Blades, and Paul Simon, just to name a few. I got a hold of Oscar about a month ago by phone and asked him to describe his life in music.
Looking back now, I was just telling, I had a really great concert here in Los Angeles last night. I was telling the audience that I just heard somewhere this week where somebody said, if you've lived a life doing what you love, then you've won. And that's exactly, when I look back, you know, it applies to me. So I've been living a life of doing what I love. And for me, I was extremely fortunate, muy bendecido, to play with Machito, with Tito Puente, with Ray Barreto, with Celia Cruz, with I was Ruben Blades' musical director for 13 years. There's a precedent that comes with who I am now of a lot of incredible musicians, a lot of important people, you know, who are key to the history and legacy of what our music is. So I'm really proud to, you know, be the keeper of the flame now with my own band, Spanish Harlem Orchestra, and we're traveling the world and letting people know that we're one of the best at what we do, and I'm very proud of what we created in the last 15 years.
Eso lo dice la gente que me sigue a todas partes. Sabor, tradición y sabrosura, con sabor a salsa dura, agradable al paladar.
And you know what, I just want to add to that, you know, for primeramente para nuestra gente latina que están escuchando, es bien importante que apoyen a lo nuestro. Si no, no vamos a tener la oportunidad de tenerlo. En este caso, le pido que vengan y apoyen este evento. I want you to come out and support Spanish Harlem Orchestra. I guarantee you're going to walk away feeling proud and feeling, you know, just awesome that you witnessed a great show with some great musicians. I'm really proud of what we have, you know, not only in terms of the recording, now 4 Grammy nominations and 2 Grammys won, but it's one of the best bands of any style of music that you're going to hear. But being Latino, I can tell you, it's going to be a special night in Kalamazoo, so no se lo pierdan para nada. You know, make sure that you're there, and you're going to walk away a happy camper.
The Spanish Harlem Orchestra is about to release a special album celebrating 15 years as a group. Would you tell us about that?
Well, yeah. 15 years represents a very special amount of time for us, because in those 15 years since we started, first of all, the band has traveled all over the world from places such as Russia, Australia, Israel, Hong Kong, Japan, not to mention just about every major city in Europe, and certainly every major city in the United States. So we feel proud of the legacy that we've created in those 15 years. You know, now 4 Grammy nominations and 2 Grammys won, you know, representing the best of what our culture is through our music. And I take a lot of pride in what we've created. So this is where we are at the moment. And the name of the CD is titled Anniversary. And it's on par with any other CD that we've done. They're all great musically. Not said by me, but said by a lot of more important people than me.
I'll say it.
The music is really good. So whether it be on record that you're hearing it, and it's even better live, because the band sound is that good that it transcends even the recorded music live. So It's going to be a special evening, you know, in Kalamazoo.
Well, with 13 people on stage, all with separate moving parts in the music, it is a sight for the ears and the eyes, I would think.
Yeah, and, you know, the truth is, Kara, the experience that we've had is whenever we perform live, I'm there greeting the audience at the end because I'm usually signing CDs, and the feedback that we get is so incredibly amazing and so gratifying. People just go like, wow, thank you. The music was so incredible. And I have so many amazing experiences, so many concerts where the feedback from the audience. We played in St. Louis, just to give you an example, and we did a Midwest tour about 4 months ago. And we got like 10 standing ovations in St. Louis. It was like, I couldn't believe it, you know, a sold-out audience. Same thing in Kansas City. Places that, you know, we don't normally frequent, and that'll be the case here with Kalamazoo. So,
true.
You know, Kalamazoo, prepare yourselves, buckle up, you know, put your seatbelt on tight, and we're going to have a fun time.
Now, this is a piano festival, right? With mostly classical pianists, there'll be lots of these great pianists from the classical background walking around the streets of Kalamazoo. I'm sure you've noticed when a classically trained person thinks, I could play salsa, I could play some sort of traditional music from a Latin country. And what often happens when they don't quite get it? Can you tell when that's happening?
Well, yeah, I've run across that a few times in my life. Obviously, it's a different sensibility, and also playing with incredible percussionists and rhythm players, mm-hmm. There's a whole different sensibility there that unless you've exposed yourself to it on some level, it's not going to just automatically happen because you're a great musician. You have to really delve in and understand the roots and the evolution of the music. It's like having studied jazz, right, and not really having studied, if you're a pianist, for instance, not having studied Art Tatum or Bud Powell or Wynton Kelly or Red Garland, the history and the evolution of that music. And you're just not going to sit there and sit down and play it. You have to immerse yourself and educate yourself. So it's no different here, you know. But nevertheless, it's always nice when, you know, people do cross over and try to expand their palate, so to speak.
Did you grow up learning your Chopin waltzes and your exercises?
You know what? I didn't. I have to say that I started off much self-taught. I could read music because I played trumpet. And I was already reading when I switched to piano at 14. But the truth of the matter is, most of the experience that I got, most of the education I got was through experience, playing with some incredible musicians when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. They were all a lot older than me, and they were amazing, you know, musicians. So I got exposed to a lot of great musicianship and a lot of the nuances of what it takes to be a great musician just by being surrounded by a lot of amazing people. I subsequently went to school. I got a degree. I did, you know, I still, you know, plod through my Bach inventions and my Chopin waltzes and stuff like that. You know, mostly I've done it on my own. I've had a few lessons, you know, and I still love classical music. I'm, you know, I'm a huge fan of that music, you know, because it's special as well. But I didn't grow up that way, to answer your question.
If I could ask about the traditions that you're pulling from and whether or not the songs you're playing and the pieces are mostly based on having people dance along with it.
Well, yeah, that's the interesting part of it, you know. Again, to be totally upfront and honest, at the core of what we do, it is dance music. But I feel that it's a lot more than just dance music. Because oftentimes, Cara, the dance aspect of it trivializes the art form of the music. And I feel like we need to kind of marry the two. So I feel really blessed that we mostly get to play with Spanish Harlem Orchestra performing arts centers and concerts where people are sitting down. And, of course, by the end of the show, they can't help but be on their feet, you know, because it has that type of effect. But nevertheless, on the level that we're doing it, I want people to appreciate the art form of the music. And that's what they'll hear with Spanish Harlem Orchestra. It's going to make you want to get up and dance. There's no doubt about it. But there's also great musicianship. There's a great aspect between the chemistry of the sections. We have great arrangements, great songs that we've chosen. There's a lot of thought and a lot of care that goes into what we're about and what we do. And there's a precedent, you know, of a long legacy and history of our music that we adhere to, and that we respect, and that's represented in what we do. So we want people to appreciate that, sitting down in a chair and listening, you know, from that perspective.
Absolutely, these are carefully arranged pieces. Some of them originals. What would you say the proportion might be?
Well, I mean, of the new, to give you an example, the new CD has 13 songs. 9 of them are original. But what we like to do with Spanish Harlem Orchestra is oftentimes take 2 or 3 old songs and make a brand new, you know, take them to the tailor and make a brand new suit for them, you know, that really coincides with our concept. And that's what we do. So there might be a couple of songs that people are familiar, but we have our own versions of what those songs are that kind of align with the concept of who we are and what we're about, and moving in towards the next millennium of our music, so to speak.
Finally, would you name the players, or rather the instruments, that are going to be on stage? Like you said,
sure.
13 people, but I'm curious about the sounds, yeah.
Well, it's a 5-piece horn section, 2 trumpets, 2 trombones, and a sax player that doubles on flute. There's a percussion section of 3 percussionists. They're all top percussionists, not only in New York, but in the world. They're considered, you know, the best at what they do. That's 8. There's a bass player. There's myself on piano. And then we have 3 vocalists that represent the sound of the band from a vocal standpoint, you know, up front.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. There's 13 pieces. And we tried to be on the same, we're all on the same page in terms of our agenda, in terms of representing the history and the legacy of our music today, 2018, with a fresh, vibrant approach, but definitely with a big, how would you say it, connection to the history and the past.
I'm speaking with Oscar Hernandez, who is the band leader of the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, playing the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival in Chenery Auditorium this Saturday. Oscar, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would say, you know, for the people who are listening to this or the audience, don't miss it. I guarantee that you're going to have an awesome time. I guarantee you will have witnessed something that you don't get to see in Kalamazoo too often on the level that we're doing it. And we're really proud of what we do, and have a lot of passion and a lot of love for what we do. So I think that transcends, and it affects the audience as far for our experience wherever we perform. So don't miss it.
Will you have the new CD available on May 5th?
Yeah, the new CD will be available. Looking forward to bringing it out there, because we're doing a couple of events in April, and the CD comes out April 16th. So Kalamazoo will be the first to experience it live, believe it or not.
Oscar, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time today to preview the Spanish Harlem Orchestra at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival.
Thank you, Kara. It's my pleasure, and appreciate the opportunity, and look forward to seeing everybody May 5th. God bless.